Bullseye. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A lot of people, including a fair number of physicists who should know what they're talking about, have been critical of the military's anti-rogue missile program, which they say will never work despite a price tag of around $100 billion. But at least part of that program is showing progress. This week, the U.S. conducted a successful anti-missile test of a short-range anti-missile system in the skies above New Mexico. It was a pretty big deal, too. The Army cleared 3,200 miles of airspace, including orbiting satellites, and evacuated about 90 families who might have been in the path of falling debris. And then they launched the target missile. It rose about 200 miles above the Earth, mimicking the infamous Scud, carrying a canister of inert material designed to simulate a biological or chemical agent. Then the anti-missile was launched, a missile called THAAD, for Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile. As the rogue missile began arcing toward land, the THAAD streaked upward as 75 spectators counted the seconds. And then, kaboom! Bullseye! The imitation Scud vanished in a huge floating mushroom cloud. The Defense Department, after 9 years and $4 billion, now says that within a year, it'll be ready to deploy the system and use it to protect the east and west coasts from missile attack. It's refreshing to get a little good news, isn't it? It means that if Kim Jong-il or some terrorist tried to use a Scud missile to take out San Francisco or New York, we'll be ready if we know it's coming. Now, if we can just develop a missile that can target those rogue backpacks. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.